Hi, this is Kyle from Tavern Tales. I'm sorry that there isn't an adventure for you this week, but from all of us here at Tavern Tales Jr., Tavern Tales Family, and Tavern Tales Presents Dungeon in a Box, thanks for listening and tuning in throughout all of 2018. What an amazing year it's been. We've grown so much as a podcast and as a group, and I can't thank you all enough for having stuck around as we've grown up. We've got a lot of great things on the go for 2019. We're going to finish up the Forge of Fury in Tavern Tales and move on to the third adventure in Tales from the Yawning Portal, the Hidden Shrine of Tamachan. But before we do that, we're going to pop back into Dungeon in a Box's second adventure and have some fun. I am also pleased to announce that Tavern Tales Jr. is splitting from the main podcast to their own channel and feed this January. Tavern Tales Jr. will now come out twice a month in the same places and way that Tavern Tales does, except it's happening on Tuesdays. And don't worry, Tavern Tales won't be empty on that fourth Wednesday now. So instead, Tavern Tales will now come out every single Wednesday. That's right, we're going to make sure we get through as much of this content this year as we possibly can. And I'm looking forward to it. Have a wonderful holiday. Christmas, Hanukkah, Yule, Kwanzaa, Solstice. We're going to be back next week, the start of 2019. Happy holidays to one and all. And as a special treat for you, I've gone and recorded the characters in Tavern Tales sending on a Christmas greetings to their quote-unquote loved ones. I hope you enjoy it. From my family to yours, this is Kyle from Tavern Tales saying for the last time this year, thanks for listening.
My dearest Lucille, I hope this letter finds you well in the time of Yule. I know we did not part in the best of circumstances, but I believe that in my absence, your heart has only grown fonder. I would like to leave you with a few words from my favorite tale, Buddy the Dwarf, as I believe it speaks to who I am. I love to hit. Hitching is my favorite. We dwarves try to stick to the four main food groups: potatoes, potato pancakes, potato stew, and the blood of our enemies. Love, Fogrum.
Dear Lucille, great patron's wishes to you! Your beautiful beauty amazes anyone anywhere! Please be mine this season's time! Love ya, honey bunny! Shmummy wummy, kishy wishy! Love, Tessicar, Stonehammer. You can play with my Stonehammer any day.
Mom, I can't keep track of how many Christmases we've had without you. Every year, I think it'll become easier, and yet it continues to get harder. I wake up Christmas morning expecting to smell cinnamon and nimble bites and hearing your beautiful gargling of dwarven Christmas bells. And all I hear is silence and the smell of stale air. Christmas is just around the corner, and I'm trying to prepare myself to miss you once again. Luckily, Tessicar has finally come back to me. We aren't on great terms, but I'm happy I get to spend Christmas with family. We will be thinking of you, and we know your spirit is always around us. I love you, Mom, and I can't wait to see you at the Pearl Gate someday. Merry Christmas.
Dear John, although I have only just met you and have known you for a very short while, I feel as though we have an old type of connection. I want to personally take the time to thank you for watching out for us and Tessica, and for giving us all the up-to-date sports opinions. Yours truly, Oscar.
Dear Phyllis Berry, care of the Blueberry Festival, I regret to inform you that I will not be able to attend the Blueberry Festival in the spring, just in case you were thinking about asking me back, even though you had asked me to never come back since the incident. I know that you can't have been serious. The piñata, the shape of your head, was enjoyed by all the town's children. The reason for my absence is an urgent family matter, and they really need me to keep up the morale of the family as we face the truth of our heritage. I worry all the time about the twins and my dear friend Fogrum. Oscar, my newest friend, and I have truly bonded. When I am able to return, I will bring Priscilla, the flying pig, to visit. She will be a great addition, and not at all like the previous dancing pig acts I have recommended. Next time I am able to attend, I will make sure not to set off the fireworks in perfect timing to the end of my routine and burn down the stage. The fireworks are for the blueberries, as you said, not for my routine. I'll see you next festival! Musically yours, Melusine.
Hi, this is Will from Tavern Tales Jr. Have a Merry Christmas. Here's my letter. Dear Mom, Happy Holidays. Have a Happy Christmas from Flash and Sloppy.
Hi, this is Robin from Tavern Tales Jr. and Order of the D. I wish you a Merry Christmas and whatever other holidays you celebrate. This is my letter as Sasha Kikian. Dear Char, I wish you a Happy Holidays in Tanjika. I hope that all provisions and securities have been taken to ensure that Tiger Claw has not breached the moat and that everyone is safe. For the holidays, I've gifted you a dagger that may be useful in the future. I've had a vision. Happy holidays! Sincerely, Sasha and Slither. P.S. Slither wishes you a happy holidays.
Hi, this is Caitlin. Happy holidays, and here is my letter. Dear Tiger Claw, you stink because you stole the Moonstone and did a bunch of other stuff like imposter Char, but I will be a little positive about you anyway. You are slightly less stinky than before. Happy holidays, Volpina and Maya.
Hi, my name is Savannah, and I wish you all a happy holidays. This is a letter from DJ. Dear Isaac, hi, how are you doing? Merry Christmas. I'm happy we are together. Love, DJ.
Hi, this is Alex from Tavern Tales Jr. Happy holidays, and this is my letter. Dear Mother, how are you doing? Please write back. Happy holidays. Chris. Oh, and P.S. We befriended the Blue Dragon. Once again, happy holidays.
It is foggy after all.
Right, go for it with intent.
Oh my goodness. Even though you had asked me never to come back since the incident. Sorry. Even though you had... Stop laughing, Allison. Even though you had asked me to never come back since the incident. Even though you had asked me to never... Okay. Okay. Dear Phyllis Bury, care of the Blueberry Festival. That's, I'm British.
Please be mine this season time. Sounds like a good round.